and welcome back to today's Topical Currents. I'm Bonnie Berman. Well, I was thinking fried chicken, French fries, canned string beans, canned corn, bologna and cheese on white bread, soda to wash it all down.
You're making our guests ill. They're turning green.
Well, I'm thinking that might have comprised a typical school lunch a few decades ago. I know times have changed. We'll find out how. Joining us now, Cordon Bleu chef, author, syndicated columnist, and our friend Linda Gassenheimer. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Bonnie. Let's get some things straight here.
Okay.
All right. So first of all, we know school started already.
Yes.
And so what's on the menu this year? I think you might be have your ideas changed a little bit.
I see,
yes.
Actually.
Okay. Well, our guests have some news for us. Penny Parham is the Director of Food and Nutrition for the Miami-Dade County Schools. Welcome, Penny.
Hi. Thank you, Linda. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to straighten Bonnie out a little bit.
Yes.
And Mary Mulder is Director of Food and Nutrition Services for Broward Schools. Welcome, Mary Mulder.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation this afternoon.
Great to have you. And we'd love to have you, our listeners, join us as well. Do you have any questions or maybe some comments? It's your chance to talk to these people. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do we have email today, Bonnie?
We do. It's radio@WLRN.org. We also have our Twitter, which is @topicalcurrents.
Okay, so it's working today. Great. And also with us, of course, is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. He gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column that you can find in today's Miami Herald. And you can also read Fred's wine column. It's now on Saturdays in the Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I kind of feel like I ought to come to the defense of bologna.
I'm sorry, Fred. I was thinking I think I insulted bologna now.
Yeah, but I guess I'm not. Instead, I'll just talk about what kind of things to have drinking for Labor Day.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, let's start with Penny Parham. Penny, what's new in the Dade County Schools this year?
Well, we have a lot new, and we had a great opening of school. We were very excited about last week going so well and looking forward to a good year. Honestly, where do we start? We've really worked very hard on getting the fresh fruits and vegetables, as you know, not just through the new federal guidelines, but a lot of our own initiatives. And this year, we're really concentrating on how we serve our meals, making sure the kids really get to see the green, get to see the fresh fruits and vegetables, and get to make those choices through new equipment and merchandising and a new food truck that I'm excited to share, and also working on a new tray.
Okay. And we're going to talk about this in a few minutes, but I want to get to Mary. But we brought some food in the studio, and Bonnie looked at it and said, hey, there's green here. Mary Mulder, what's going on in Broward County?
Thank you, Linda, again, for having me this afternoon. I think our biggest update actually references our first annual food show that we had for some of our students last year in February. This was an opportunity, and actually the idea came from my counterpart, Penny, in Dade County. We had our first annual food show. We had students have the opportunity to experience not only food tasting, but the analytical process involving technology of helping us assist in menu planning. We had vendors come in, vendors set up, students walk through an organized process, actually taste food items, and then input their thoughts.
So they got to help decide what you're going to plan for them.
Exactly.
Mm. So it resulted. Were they pleased with it?
It was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. They're assisting in our menu planning. We were able to take the data from the actual food show and plan our menu. We have items on the menu now that we didn't have, such as chicken wings that are baked, not fried. We're having empanadas on our menu. We're having a chicken pita at breakfast. We're also having some shrimp poppers on our menu. So all things that students had an opportunity to taste and positively enjoy will now be shown on our menu.
It became theirs because they were involved in it.
Exactly.
Which is a great idea.
And we will be expanding it this year.
Well, you mentioned breakfast. So I say every year that I know in Dade County, Penny, you have a free breakfast for every child. It's not need-based.
Right. That's right. Our universal free breakfast program we have in every school. We try to reach the kids through grab-and-go breakfast, of course, hot breakfast items in the cafeteria. And it's definitely, we look at breakfast as everybody needs it for a good performance and to support achievement. And it's at no charge to every student.
And so the oldest, the grab and goes for all the schools, high schools or secondary schools or everybody?
No, we have grab and go items on the menu at every school.
Wow, yeah. Fantastic. Mary, what's going on up in Broward with breakfast?
With breakfast, we're also expanding the grab and go program with breakfast. We are implementing it in our secondary schools. We're actually starting expanding it in some of our elementary schools with principal input. Again, the goal is to provide breakfast for students. Hungry students cannot learn. So we're putting new items on the menu, putting new breakfast models to ensure that students have the opportunity when they're on campus to have breakfast before classes start.
So, in fact, I always wonder why parents don't take advantage of it, those who don't, because they can leave their children early at school and get on to work.
Yeah, I mean, it helps, you know, logistically in the morning, they know it's tough. But I think that's part of it. You know, sometimes people like to have breakfast at home, and we actually encourage that. We really just encourage a healthy breakfast and have it available at school so that the logistics are covered. And like Mary mentioned, we support the students through their academic day.
Okay, so now we mentioned the food truck. We mentioned this food here in the studio. And so, Penny, this looks like a gorgeous display here.
Is from our food
truck. It's on Instagram, by the way. Anybody wants to see it, I photographed, put it on Instagram.
Well, you know, when we were talking about it earlier, Linda, when we came in, I really want to emphasize it is about the how we're serving the food. You know, we've worked so hard on what the food is, you know, working to get the grilled chicken and get, you know, the baked chicken wings were something we did some promotions with last school year. They're incredibly popular, all baked, you know, not fried, not greasy.
Mary's sitting here.
Because what happens is collaboratively, when we can set these trends, other districts throughout the country can take advantage of it. And that's something we're working on with our partners around the country. But why I say the how is that what we've discovered is that we have good food. We have, you know, fresh produce. Our employees work real hard. They cook it fresh in the kitchens. I know they do in Broward County too. But sometimes it's not presented in a way that the kids can easily see it or easily make the best healthy choice or even sometimes pay attention. You know, they're kids. So we're really
sort of
working on eating
with our eyes.
Eating with our eyes and how it's presented. I think it's super fun on the food truck because we use the boat with the deli paper, and the kids love it, and the how they're getting their meals served.
When you say boat, we're talking about it's a cardboard boat. The kinds of things you might get in a fast food place.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been in a fast food place in a really long time, but I will tell you that I know.
I knew that, Penny.
But I know.
Neither have I.
Right? But I do know that makes it, on a food truck, which I have visited, you do get served that way. And it's just a different setup.
Definitely. I just want to concur with Penny on the food. The fresh fruits and vegetables have been such a promotion for both districts and actually all districts throughout the country for the past several years that we're serving fresh honeydew, cantaloupe, strawberries, blueberries, baby peppers, carrots.
Mm. How are you affording all of that? Those are expensive things to be serving.
You are correct, but it's purchasing power. We're large districts. We have menu planning. We have menu planners, dietitians on staff that ensure that we're following the USDA regs, but also look at the vendors through our purchasing departments.
So that's really, really fresh.
Well, that's also here. I had shown, I know we're on the radio, but this is the pineapple cuts that we've tested the last 2 days.
And they look beautiful. She's got a whole basket full of these beautiful fresh cut pineapple.
But when you ask about the affordability, it's just, as Mary said, plus every week we price the produce that we buy. So sometimes we have the ability to buy a more variety, where other times of the year it's just not there. And what we want to make sure is that not only is it that it's affordable, but that it's affordably used. In other words, that we can effectively spend our money on the healthy food and make it convenient for the staff to serve and readily there for the kids.
Right.
So that's why it's cut and packaged. You open this, it's all open to serve, and it's completely fresh pineapple.
So they just get it that way. We have a phone call here on line one. Hello, Marilyn. You're on the air. Coconut Grove.
Hi. I wanted to comment about my wonderful experience with hot lunch before, I guess, the prepackaging and pizza and that kind of stuff came along.
Go ahead. Yes. If it's a wonderful experience, I'm sure they'd like to hear it.
Well, exactly. They were real people, really nice women who actually prepared the food for us. And people looked forward to it.
Now, are you talking about your school experience?
Yeah, in school.
When you were in school.
Exactly.
Well, they still do have hot lunches, I think.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes. But increasingly, they're not actually prepared by humans. There are a lot of prefab ingredients.
Oh, well, just hold on. We've got some people here who would like to talk to you.
Well, I do have to say, Marilyn, you're right. Our people are amazing, and actually, it's one of the things we work very hard at is our staff development. This summer, for the last 6 years, our department at Miami-Dade pays our employees to come in over the summer for what we call our Summer Training Institute, because our cafeteria workers are amazing. I mean, they work behind the scenes. They see all the kids at the school, and they do prepare the food fresh.
Right, fresh.
Brown rice and the America. Spaghetti casserole, yes.
Well, if I can agree with Penny, we also focus on customer service and the way our staff interacts with students. We have training prior to school starting. We work on customer service throughout the year. We ensure that all these products are fresh items. We have fresh salads on that are made daily. We have fresh subs that are made daily. So we have a lot of those items are still occurring in the schools.
Exactly. Right. It may not be the exact same items of
you know, the school open if people want to come and see what's going on, if they feel that they're not sure what's happening in the school lunches?
Well, we always invite parents. It's through the principal. In fact, on Walk Your Child to School Day, which is coming up this October, all parents are invited to walk their children to school, and then we invite them in for breakfast. Of course, schools have their operational standards, so people go to through the front office, but definitely we have lots of employees.
Maybe that's what Marilyn might want to do. Okay, well, thank you for your call. Thank you so much.
I wanted to mention one more thing.
Yes?
There was a downside. We had to eat a lot of Spam.
Well, I don't think they have to do it now.
Well, I think it was left over from World War II.
Right.
We had it baked and barbecued and potatoes.
Baked and barbecued Spam with potatoes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've come a long way.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Sure.
Thank you. All right. So just to get back to this truck for a minute. It doesn't go everywhere, but you are trying to, Penny, build up a
It's one hot mobile food truck. We do have a fleet of delivery vans. I know I was showing you the photo.
Yes, so you're going to be working on it. That's great. Well, let's just go to a break for a minute. There's so much we want to say. My guests are Penny Parham from the Dade County Schools and Mary Mulder from Broward Schools. We're talking about back-to-school food. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking with Penny Parham, Director of Food and Nutrition for the Miami-Dade County Schools, and Mary Mulder, Director of Food and Nutrition Services for Broward Schools. We've been talking about school lunches, breakfasts, and all kinds of delicious happenings going on at the schools. But talking about healthy students, several local chefs are participating in Chefs Up Front. It's a benefit dinner at the Biltmore Hotel. It's going to be on September 5th, and it benefits Cooking Matters. Now, that's a nutrition education and cooking program that's offered by the nonprofit Flippin' Eat. Sounds like a lot going on, but it's really a worthwhile event, a worthwhile cause. And so for more information, go to flippineat.org. That's FLIPANY.org for this event at the Biltmore. Raise funds for them. Okay, dinner in minutes time. All right, so I'm not going to give you a school dinner in minutes because it's Labor Day coming up this weekend. And here's a different take on burgers if you'd like a different, add something to your repertoire. Salmon burgers with hot pepper corn. And they only take a few minutes to make. I cook them in a skillet for make it quick and easy. But if you have your grill fired up, then use your grill. But I suggest you get a small grill grate to cook them on. So I use fresh salmon, and I cut it into cubes and put it in the food processor. And then I also add some defrosted chopped onion and green bell pepper. Now, I use the frozen because it saves on prep time. But if you want to use fresh, that's fine, too. I add some breadcrumbs and an egg white, and I make them into patties. And I cook them for about 4 minutes aside and put them on a toasted burger bun. For the hot pepper corn, I boil the corn for just about 3-4 minutes. That's all you need, corn on the cob, and I roll it in hot pepper jelly. That makes a complete meal. That complete recipe is at dinnerinminutes.com with a photograph. And if you'd like another quick dinner, in today's Miami Herald, I have my grilled pork with plum salsa. Now, plums are nearing the end of your season. They're good now, so it's a good way to use them. And that also has a grilled corn on the cob recipe as well. So it's in today's Miami Herald. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, I think I'll talk about drinks for Labor Day, just as you talked about food for Labor Day. Of course, to a lot of people, Labor Day is the best holiday of the year because kids are excited that they can get out of the house and go back to school. And parents are excited that their kids can go back to school and get out of the house. So now parents can put up their feet in the field of the liberation of quieter days and indulge in more adult libations. And I have a couple of suggestions. In the spirits category, I note that looking back over the past 100 years, the peak of the hurricane season in South Florida arrives on September 10. So, of course, the time to toast that is now. It's certainly not during the storm. And New Orleans has a drink in its honor called the Hurricane, which was invented by a French Quarter bar owner to use up the cheap rum his distributors made him buy in order to get the scotch and gin that he really wanted. And today it's made with 151-proof rum, coffee liqueur, Irish cream, and Grand Marnier. So that's as powerful as a gale wind. Now, if you want wine, I'd go with the local stuff from Schnebly's Fruit Winery in the Redland. Of course, Schnebly's has a wine it calls a Cat 3 Hurricane, Category 3 Hurricane, which is a blend of lychee, guava, and carambola, which sounds pretty good. And if you want beer, Schnebly has opened a brewery. I hadn't known that before. And you can get a lemon-scented wheat ale there called Shark Bait.
A lemon-scented wheat ale?
That's right.
Okay.
It's kind of unusual. And this is in case that inevitable September hurricane blows up one of those newfangled Sharknadoes that you see in the movies.
I see. Now, have you already been drinking most of this, it sounds like.
Yes,
Oh, yeah, we do well up here. We do, yeah, okay.
I'm sure.
Although on a more serious note, of course, these drinks are for well before or after a hurricane, not during one. I know when I first got to Miami decades ago, I thought hurricanes were really cool. And I had a hurricane party or two. But then Hurricane Andrew came and blew my house down to the bare concrete blocks. I was in a shelter at the time, so I was okay, but some people I knew stayed in their house and had a hurricane party. And halfway through the storm, they panicked and tried to run through the storm to the shelter, and they had to turn back, and they spent a couple of hours in real terror. So save the parties for after the storm when things are safe again.
All right. Well, that sounds
good idea.
Delicious. Good idea. And happy Labor Day to you, Fred Tasker.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you. All right, let's go back with Penny and Mary to the schools and all. I get a lot of people asking me about, you know, healthy foods in school, and I know you both have worked so hard to bring healthy foods in, take sodas out of the vending machines and that kind of thing. What happens now with fundraisers? Because so many of the parents, you know, they need to and they want to raise funds for the band, for the teams, for whatever they want to do, buy things for the school. So what happens with healthy food there?
Well, I can, I'll go ahead, Mary, and mention that in our wellness policy in Miami-Dade Schools, we have a portal on our website at the nutrition.dadeschools.net. It's fantastic. It's called Play, Eat, Succeed, which has all sorts of great wellness information in it, including ideas for healthy fundraisers and really good suggestions for doing things that don't involve food at all. Really great, successful fundraisers that our schools have done include, you know, walkathons and other type of physical activities that don't even require any type of exchange of food. So there's no even need to concern on whether it's an acceptable wellness rule or if it's candy. Fundraisers that don't involve food can actually bring in more funds.
More money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mary, how are you handling it?
Well, the new state regs came out following the USDA guidelines, and we're transitioning into that. We're alerting our principals to the new standards for exempt fundraising as far as it goes for food items. And we, too, are trending towards items for fundraisers that are non-food so that we don't have that overlap and that schools still have the opportunity to raise funds.
So what are the new regulations?
The new regulations limit the amount of fundraisers for snack items or a la carte items that have a certain calorie content, sodium content, and sugar content. So the guidelines were released, and we're transitioning in both districts to make sure that our schools are in line. We're sending memos out to our principals, alerting our PTAs. And again, it's a transition period because these are new regs that came out from the federal government.
We had the good fortune with us is that our district's wellness policy had already had the same guidelines. In fact, the federal Smart Snack program, with only one small change, was the they actually permit diet sodas and diet carbonated beverages, which we don't. So our snack vending machine contracts and other items had already complied. So in that respect, we were.
So are you getting pushback because you go to a game or go to a music concert after school and the parents are out there selling food?
Well, our wellness policy is for 1 hour after the last dismissal. So if it was a football game at night or a concert in the evening, then of course it's up to the group, you know, the guidelines don't apply. But right after school, right when the bell rings, they do apply, and we work really hard to talk to parents, let parents know that there are other options. Sometimes, you know, everyone's busy and gets used to doing things the way they had been done, and so we work really hard to try to provide information and memos on new ideas and ways they can do it without selling food or within the guidelines.
Mary?
Correct, and we have dietitians that are on staff that are able to guide PTAs, PTOs, principals, and the public to ensure that we're in compliance and, again, to provide those ideas.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and well, last year, we only have about a minute left, but last year it was mandated that you had to have a fruit or a vegetable on a lunch tray, and I know some schools districts, not in Florida, some school districts are saying we won't take federal funding if we have to do that because the food gets thrown out. What are you finding?
Well, we were talking about that earlier. You know what? They're kids. They probably will taste things, but I think we've done a great job of making sure that they take the kind of food they want to eat, and that includes fruits or vegetables.
Okay, and so you're not...
Sure, and that's the exposure to those fruits and vegetables also, to make sure that children have the opportunity to try items that they may not normally see at home.
So at least they'll see it.
Correct.
Right. Okay, well, there's so much more we could talk about, but it's been a wonderful, exciting week here. Penny Parham, thanks so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Penny is Director of Food and Nutrition for the Miami-Dade County Schools. Mary Mulder, Director of Food and Nutrition Science for Broward Schools. Thank you for taking your time, because it's a busy time, the second week of school for you.
Well, thank you for having us.
So have a great school year, both of you. Bonnie Berman, thank great you. To be with you.
Likewise.
Fred, great advice, as always.
Always a pleasure.
And stay away from that ale, whatever it
and
was.
And keep your fingers crossed about those storms.
Yes.
For us.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. They're out in the Caribbean right now.
Yeah.
Well, next week we'll be talking with Chef Michelle Sanchez from Latin House Grill, how he took his food truck from a food truck to a successful brick-and-mortar place. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.